Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's May 23rd, 2007. These are a few comments from former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, read at her request by Speaker Linda Pauley. There is not too much I can say about the Pollies that has not already been said over and over again. Aside from the Lord of Heaven, who they serve without question, they are the hottest things going. I will always be grateful to them for making people understand that though I associated with some women that had bad habits, I did not take part in those habits. I always liked the young men, sometimes too much. Do not think that it was only the presidents that sought some extra affection now and then, but some of the first ladies were known to have some fun once in a while, too. And God did not blame them one little bit. What's good for the husband is good for the wife. Now, I'm not saying that I agreed with my husband in every little thing. Sometimes we disagreed quite a bit on some major things. So I would like to tell the current First Lady that there's nothing wrong with letting the world know that you disagree with your husband on some things. This is perfectly natural and healthy for both a marriage and the country. Sometimes a wife has to say, "Sorry, dear, I love you with all my heart, but there's just something I have to do. I have to fight for this cause, whether it embarrasses you, whether the Senate doesn't like it, whether our minister doesn't like it, whether 40% of the people don't like it. I have to fight for it, and I'm going to fight for it. That doesn't mean that I love you any less. It just means that God asked me to do something, and I have to do it. Now, I think you've got a man that will understand, just as I did. You gotta do what you gotta do. When God says fight, you gotta fight. And you have to make your friends understand why you have to fight. And if they're your friends, they'll stand by you. And if they won't, get rid of them, because they're no damn good, and you don't want them around you. Sometimes in life you have to be hard. You have to be strong. Sometimes you just can't be kind. As long as the senators treated me with respect, I returned that respect. When any of them tried to put me in my place and tell me how to behave, I put them in their place, even if I had to see to it that they were put out of office. And don't let anybody think I didn't do it a few times. God needs you. Mankind needs you. Come on, lady. You know what he wants you to do. Start doing it. Everybody's asked to give something that people will recognize them by, people that know them. Well, this is a message to a friend of mine. Remember the safe? 0, left 2, right 26, left 30, right to 13. Then turn the damn handle. You always forgot you had to turn the handle. You kept pulling on it after putting in the combination. You could never remember that for the safe to open, you had to turn it down. Well, you need to turn the handle down now. Open the safe and tell everyone what is in it. It's time. Oh, by the way, Linda, flap, flap, I didn't just read the file, if you know what I mean. Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of one of the best presidents this damn country ever had, a resident of the Kingdom of God, and absolutely devoted to its steward, now and forever.